Verbum Domini is the title of a new exhibition dedicated to the Bible, presented Wednesday morning at Vatican Radio by scripture scholars from around the world. The initiative, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Culture, aims to introduce visitors to the history of the sacred book. Housed in the Charlemagne wing of the colonnade adjoining St. Peter's Basilica, the show brings together more than 150 biblical artefacts of great historical importance. The exhibits are on loan from private collections across the globe, including the Green Collection, the largest private collection in the world of rare biblical text and documents, providing the foundation for the display. Steve Green, representing the family who owns the Green Collection, spoke to Christopher Wells about the purpose of the exhibition.
The exhibit is to share our love and passion for the Bible. We are connected with Dr. Scott Carroll, who has been involved in Bible antiquities, and we started our collection. And we did that because our family has had a love for the Bible that has been passed down for generations. And when we heard of his vision and desire to put in a museum, it was something that our family resonated with our family. And so we started the collection, and then the Verbum Domini specifically is a way of celebrating the interfaith love that many traditions have for the Bible, and we believe that that's a way of sharing that with the world.
And certainly being here in Rome, there's a great history here. Can you tell us a little bit about the significance of specifically working with the Vatican to put together this collection about the Bible?
Well, we obviously, with the relationship with the American Bible Society, was instrumental in our relationship with the Vatican. And we've had Lamar Vest, who is president of the American Bible Society, is on the Museum of the Board's Board of Reference. And their passion matches with ours. And with the Pope's recent lecture on Verbum Domini, we realized that there's a love as well within the Catholic Church, and we wanted to celebrate what we have as a commonality. We have our differences, and we can discuss those, but this is where we can all come together within the different faith traditions and celebrate the Word that we all love.
Do you have some particular pieces that you find particularly interesting, or some aspects of the exhibit that you really want to highlight for people?
Well, I think that the history of the preservation of the book, when it has been both loved and hated, when we can show how that it has been hated through its many artifacts that have been burned, it shows of the indestructibility of this book. That is a part that I love being able to show. We also have in the exhibit a replica of the Gutenberg Press, which has been determined by many as being the most significant event of the millennium, specifically the printing of the Bible through the Gutenberg Press. We have a display of the replica of the Gutenberg Press, as well as portions of actual printing of the Bible from the Gutenberg Press. So that just, again, shares and tells the story of the impact that this book has had on our world.
And your collection, 40,000 plus items, I think, is destined ultimately for a permanent exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what your hopes are for your collection?
We had done a survey looking at three different cities there in America of where a permanent museum would be three different possible cities. The survey indicated that Washington, D.C. is where it would be best attended. And so we felt like that is where we could have the most impact with a permanent museum. So we are working with a gentleman that's made multiple trips out of Dallas there to D.C. to do site selection. We're in that process right now. It's not been determined exactly where it's going to be, but we're looking at all the options there in D.C. and would love to have the permanent exhibit there open. But it would still be several years down the road before we will be able to open a permanent facility there.
And this is certainly a unique opportunity for people coming to Rome. What do you hope people will take away from the exhibit when they come and go through the museum and look at the different artifacts?
Ultimately, we would hope that they would see the impact that this book has had on our world, on multiple cultures, on multiple traditions, and have a greater appreciation for the Bible. And ultimately, that they themselves would become engaged reading the Bible for themselves and letting it have an impact on their personal lives.